Turn with me, if you would, tonight to John 10. John chapter 10. John 10, what a wonderful chapter John 10 is. We have been in John 10 much lately. Our brother Luke just preached from it a couple of weeks ago, and Brother William preached from it, and I have preached from it, and it's just such a wonderful place to be. So comforting. And it's so comforting in times when we truly need our Lord. I'm so thankful for the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the direct word and dealings and accounts of our Lord. I'm just so grateful. We all have moments when we desperately need our Lord. We all have moments when we desperately need an inner audience with Him, an inner intimate communication with Him. And whatever means our Lord brings us through to have that need and have that sincere connection, that's a good thing. But usually it comes from desperation. Usually it comes from desperation. When we find that we need our Lord and we need to hear from Him, we need an intimate connection with Him, usually that comes from desperation. And we find ourselves in that place of desperation all the time. It's all the time. God's people find themselves in need of the help of their Lord and the spiritual touch of their Lord and the nearness and the comfort of their Lord all the time. We need it all the time. We need Him all the time. I need Thee every hour. And if that's our need tonight, then I'd like to see if our Lord would fill that need by giving us an audience with Him through His Word. My prayer is that each one of us here might enter into the quiet closet of our heart. When you pray, enter into your closet. Isn't that what our Lord said? Well, here it is right here. The quiet closet of our heart, and I pray that everything outside of that closet might be drowned out, so that all we hear are the comforting words of our Savior. The Scripture says that the Lord met with Moses face to face as a man speaketh with his friend. I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that. But I pray, spiritually speaking, the Lord might do that tonight. I pray that individually, one-on-one, the Lord will meet with us. Let's listen to these words. Let's listen to them intently and desperately and personally. All right, listen to verses 27 and 28. John 10, verse 27, our Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." That makes me want to say, amen, I'll see you Sunday. What more can we say? That's just... My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. I love it when we have messages where we really focus on the text and give attention to every word in that text, and that's what our message is tonight. I pray God will let us enter into every word in those two verses. Every word, starting with the word my. My sheep. Who's saying that? Who owns the sheep?
The shepherd does.
Who's the shepherd? We just read in our scripture reading, the Lord is my shepherd. Who's the Lord? Jesus Christ is the Lord. God made him to be Lord. God made him to be Lord and Christ. And he is the owner of the sheep. He's the one that the Father gave all the sheep to. Aren't we so glad? I tell you who I want to belong to.
Jesus Christ.
I want to belong to Jesus Christ. He is the one who leads. He's the one who leads. Every step of his people, he leads us in the paths of righteousness. What's the paths? The paths of righteousness. That's anywhere he goes. Anywhere righteousness himself goes. That's the path of righteousness. He's the one who leads. He's the one who feeds. I want to be fed tonight. And I want you to be fed tonight. But I really want to be fed tonight. And I can't feed me. I can't do it. He's the one who feeds. I go to him. I go to him. He's the one who leads. He's the one who feeds. He's the one who guards and protects and provides. The Lord Jesus Christ is the shepherd. He's our shepherd. Verse 11 right here in John 10 says, he is the good shepherd who was willing to give his life for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He said, I am going to give my life. Verse 16, he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it in. Take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He is the good shepherd who was willing to give his life for the sheep. What shepherd is willing to give his life for a sheep? He was. Hebrews 13 says he is the great shepherd who actually did give his own life for the sheep. That Hebrews 13:20 says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. He's the good shepherd who promised to. He's the great shepherd who did. And 1 Peter 5 verse 4 says, he is the chief shepherd who accomplished the crown of glory for all of his people in doing so. What depth there is in the word my. Just that word my. Verse 27 says, my sheep. My sheep. How interesting, how amazing, and how telling it is that of all the animals that there are in the world, the Lord selected a sheep to represent his people. How amazing is that? Sheep are not smart. Sheep are not cunning. Sheep are not good-smelling animals. Sheep cannot provide for themselves. Sheep cannot defend themselves. They cannot defend themselves. Sheep cannot even care for themselves, like most every other animal on earth can. A sheep cannot even care for itself. Even the wool, you say, well, we get wool from a sheep. Well, even the wool that we get from a sheep, that wool is a detriment to the sheep. Have you ever seen on the internet a picture of a sheep that's never been sheared by a shepherd? You ever seen what happens to a sheep when they're never sheared? It just keeps growing and growing, and it becomes just all matted, and they're just weighed down in their own filth. It's awful. It's horrible. A dog or a cat can shed its fur and get rid of unneeded excess. A sheep can't do that. A sheep can't do anything. A sheep cannot do anything but be a burden and a work for the shepherd. All that can be said about any sheep that's ever walked this earth is, thank God for the shepherd. Thank God for that sheep's shepherd. That's all that can be said. I want to thank God for my shepherd. I'm a sheep. All that can be said about me is thank God for my shepherd. That's all that can be said about me. Thank God for my shepherd. I want Jesus Christ to be my shepherd. I want to hear Him say to me, "Thou art mine. I have redeemed thee, you're mine, thou art mine." Verse 27 says, "My sheep hear." My sheep hear. How? How do God's sheep hear? They hear by faith. Faith comes by hearing the word, but hearing the word comes by faith. Truly hearing God's word. Truly hearing God's word. It comes by God giving faith to truly hear God's word. That's how it comes. And I want to truly hear God's word. We don't hear His word with the ear. We don't hear His voice with the ear. We hear it with the heart. We hear it with the soul. I want to hear this in the heart. I don't want to just hear it in the ear. And everybody here knows what I mean by that. How often do we just hear it with the ear? I don't want to hear it with the ear. I want to hear it with the soul. I want to hear it with my soul. We draw near to Him and we commune with Him in the heart. Verse 27, He said, "My sheep hear my voice." And we do. We do in the heart. You can't explain that to people. You can't explain that to someone who's never heard His voice. I've thought so many times, I wonder what His voice really sounds like. I cannot wait to see what His face looks like. I want to see what color His eyes are. I can't wait to see how tall He is. I want to hear what His voice sounds like. The scripture says it sounds like many waters. I can't honestly imagine what that. I can envision what an ocean wave sounds like or something like that. But I cannot wait to actually hear His voice. But by His Spirit and by the truth of His word, by the faith that He has given to His people, to know things and to believe things and to trust in things that we have not yet physically experienced. I mean, we know things we haven't experienced yet. We believe and we trust things we haven't experienced yet. But by His work of faith in us, we do hear His voice. We do. And when we hear His voice, when we truly do hear His voice in the Spirit, what do we hear? What does He say to us? When we hear Him, really, what does He say? This is what He says. "I know you. I know you." Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." I know them. To those who are not His sheep, He calls them goats. They're going to hear his voice too. They will hear his voice too. But they will hear him say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." That's what they're going to hear. "I never knew you." But to his sheep, he says, "I know you. I know you. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I know your frame." Now, I just love the thought of this. I love seeing this from his point of view. "I know your frame. I know your dust. I know from dust you are. I made you from dust. I know that you need my pity and my compassion and my mercy. I know you do. I know everything you have need of. I know you need my love. I know you need my favor. I know you need my forgiveness. I know you need my redemption. I am your way. I am your truth. I am your life. All of that can only be had by me. Your acceptance with the Father can only be had by me. And you're accepted in me. The love of God toward you is in me. You come to me. You follow me. Follow me." I love thinking about when the Lord called Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They were fishermen. They had boats. They had nets. They had stuff. They had businesses. The Lord walked by and he said, "Follow me." They left it all. They followed him. Don't you want to see him do that again? Follow me. They heard his voice, though. They really heard. Many heard his voice who went away. They heard his voice, and they followed him. And we will, too, if he calls us. Follow me. That's what God's sheep hear when they hear the voice of Jesus Christ. Follow me. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." They say, "To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Eternal life is what we need. Therefore, good, great, chief shepherd, we come to thee. We come to you. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." Eternal life. How much does it cost? It doesn't cost them anything. "I give to them eternal life," he said. "I give to them. I freely give to them eternal life. The blood has been paid. The ransom has been found." Who paid it? Who paid that ransom price? He said, "I did. I give it to them. And because of that, they shall never perish." I know there are times that we all think, "I'm not going to make it." In Christ, we're going to make it. In Christ, we are going to make it. In Christ, we have already made it. Verse 28, he said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." How does he know that? How can he say that? Well, he knows that because he's God. And he can say that because he's God. And if he says the eternal life of my sheep is ordered and secure, then the eternal life of his sheep is ordered and secure. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man," not any physical earthly man, not any evil, wicked principality man. And I love the fact that the word "man" is in italics. He just said any. That's what he said. Any one, anything. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. His sheep are in his hand. Secure in his hand. Complete in the work of his hand. And he said in verse 29, my Father which is greater than me, which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. If that's not enough, he said, I'm in my Father's hand, and no man can take us out of my Father's hand. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He said, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Fear not. Fear not. I love this. Turn with me over to Ezekiel 34. Our Lord, I'm going to read the beginning of this because it just shines more glory on him. But he is saying, woe to those who are not shepherds, who are not the shepherds of my people. Ezekiel 34, verse 1, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty you have ruled them. And they were scattered because there's no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. Isn't that wonderful? Skip over to verse 22. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. Who's that? That's Christ. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that served themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. That's just one. That's something to look forward to. That's something to hope in. That is secure right now. That is secure right now. And that's the end for all of God's sheep. I was going to read Psalm 23 again, but I won't. The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. We shall not want. He makes us lie down. He leads us. He feeds us. He protects us. His goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. And we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I pray the Lord will speak that to our hearts. I pray we might hear his voice tonight.